BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we are happy to present an interview with Andrew Bemis, plus a selection of his music.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I have an issue with family members who do not respect my dietary concerns. I eat everything clean. Nothing I put into my mouth is packaged, processed, or preserved. I want all the vitamins and minerals of the glorious food I eat untouched. So I eat all my food organic and raw, bought directly from the farm. On the rare occasion I do eat at family get-togethers, they try to push their prepared meats my way. They know I eat the flesh off the bone uncooked, yet they insist that their way is more healthy and nutritious. They preach and persist. I eat my salad in silence, but inside I am enraged. Short from not going to these family functions, what do I do? What do I say? I don't tell them what to eat, and I feel they have to accept my choices as well. Signed, Uncooked and Uninhibited.
Dear Uncooked, how delightful. Picking at the bone and chomping at the bit. Consuming raw meat on a regular basis is unhealthy, no bones about it. Keep this up and people will literally be able to say you've bought the farm. My suspicions are you are confusing yourself with a raccoon that eats everything without baking or broiling. Meat and fish can carry bacteria and parasites. One can avoid these for a while, maybe. But the odds are against you when you consume these raw goodies over a period of time. I agree to clean eating. Avoiding cans is good practice. But aside from the rare occasion of consuming sashimi and beef tartare, my suggestion is to heat the meat and stick to your vegetables. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Oh, honey, this is so beautiful.
Oh, I wanted it to be special.
You're special.
You sure you like it?
I do. You know I love little clubs like this.
I know. They have live music and dancing.
Candlelight.
Great food.
And Barry.
I'm sorry, hon. I know it's our 5th anniversary, but he sounded so destitute.
He always sounds destitute.
Yeah, I know.
Never mind. Not even your loser friend Barry can ruin this perfectly romantic evening.
That's why I love you.
And I love you.
Hey, Davis, look at that rack.
What?
Look at that woman over there on the right back table. She's got some rack.
Are you nuts? I can't talk like that about women, especially in front of my wife.
Sorry, Donna.
And oh, hon, they have your favorite here, roast duck.
I know. I saw it. Unfortunately, you have to order it 24 hours in advance.
I know. That's why I ordered it for you 2 days ago.
Oh, hon, you're the...
Oh, they serve the drinks with little umbrellas here. You see that, Davis?
Yeah, Barry. You promised you would be as quiet as a mouse if I brought you here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just got so excited about the umbrellas, you know. I haven't had that since Marilyn and I were engaged.
Yeah, well, she had you arrested twice since then, so I wouldn't get all choked up about it if I were you.
I guess.
Do you hear the song they're playing?
Yeah.
I don't recognize it. Wait, is it Sweet Caroline?
No, Barry, it is not. Do you mind? I was talking to my husband.
Oh, sorry. Sure.
It's Lady in Red.
Our song.
It was our first dance.
Uh-huh.
Look at the backseat of that one.
Barry!
What? Just admiring the rounded outcrop.
You're a sick man. My wife can hear you.
I can, you know. Hon, let's just dance.
Okay. Excuse us, Barry.
Sure. Go ahead.
This is nice. You and me dancing.
I know. You, me, Barry.
Honey.
What's he doing now?
Oh, no. No. Barry?
Yeah?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, I'd like you to meet Sandy, a friend of Marilyn's and mine.
Charmed, I'm sure.
She can't sit with us. She looks like she just came off the docks, ready to be arrested.
I'll take care of this. Barry, you need to leave with her.
Oh, look, drinks with little umbrellas.
This place is great, Sandy. You should try the Steak Delmonico. I hear it's great.
Barry!
What? This is perfect. She's got it all. The right packaging and smarts.
It's our anniversary. Come on.
Yeah, double date. You're the best, Davis.
Let's go. I suddenly developed a headache.
What about the duck?
Let the two Neanderthals eat it with their feet.
Hey, where are you two going?
Home, Barry. Don has a headache. Don't choke on the little umbrellas. Oh, and by the way, thanks for paying the bill.
Geez, what's with them?
I don't know, but maybe you should rethink the steak. It's $29.
What you heard was a little part of a song called Banjolele, and it is sung by a very talented artist, Andrew Bemis, and you spell it a little differently, Andrew. Welcome to our show, by the way.
Thank you. I feel very welcome.
You spell Andrew A-N-D-R-U. Is this something your parents decided they wanted that spelling, or is this a stage name?
No, actually, that came up when I went to college. I started using email, and at the time, I think it was coming out of chat rooms, and people were writing everything a little shorter, kind of like text messages now, except not quite as short as text they get. And just as a joke, I tried to make emails as short as possible, like shorten all the words, including ones that shouldn't be short, including my name.
I see.
And it just kind of stuck. So it's been like that for probably 20 years.
Well, it gives you a distinction, I think. You play the banjo, and do you play the ukulele as well?
Not very well. Okay. I do have a little banjo ukulele, which is what the song Banjolele comes from.
I did not know that there was a combination.
Yeah, back in the 20s, they made all sorts of combinations of banjo instruments. This was kind of before electric instruments were really popular, and so the nice thing about a banjo head on an instrument is it made it really loud. And so they had banjo basses, and they had banjo mandolins, and banjo ukuleles, and any variety of banjo you could think of. And most of them sounded pretty terrible. But that doesn't work.
You are using the banjo-lele in this song called Banjo-lele?
That's right.
And so it does not sound terrible at all. It sounds amazing.
No, it actually sounds pretty good. It's generally out of tune, but it sounds pretty good.
And tell me a little bit about the lyrics of this song, because the melody is fantastic. Lyrics are too, but I detect some dark tones in your music. At least your lyrics, I do. And so I'm just curious about that.
There are some. I guess for me, so often I write music to say the things that either I'm too nice to say in person to people, or things that I just don't know how to say otherwise. That actually comes from a really old song called "I Love My Ukulele," and I often just write new verses for things. And at the time, I was in a little tiny house with another house that was about 10 feet away, and they tended to keep their television on really late at night, for example. So one of the verses, I think, was about that. Somebody stole my bicycle, so I think one of the verses was about that, because that kind of made me unhappy. And
then you have two lines that say, some days are bad, some are worst. Most are simply terrible.
Most are simply terrible. I don't always feel that way, but some days I feel that way. So.
Well, the melody is uplifting. The lyrics, I think, speak to us all. Let's go and listen to this song, because I have a feeling, KB Cabaret audience, you're going to love it. We'll be right back.
Some are worse, most are simply terrible. There's one thing I like to sing to make them somewhat bearable. I love my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune. I placed a bet once on a horse, I can't forget that day. Put my last $2 on the mare named Luck, she ran the other way. I love my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune. Seems every time I take a walk, I get lost in the park. So I ain't nothing but garlic now, you can find me in the dark. I'll be playing my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune. It's 12 o'clock, I'm trying to sleep, the neighbors are watching TV. That blue light blinking through my window pane, and the noise don't bother me. To the fella who took my bike, I hope that you enjoy it. You can ride it if you like, but please do not destroy it. I love my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune. Some days are bad, some are worse, most are simply terrible. There's one thing I like to sing to make them somewhat bearable. I love my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune. I love my banjo-lele, my ukulele-lele. I love to play it daily, it's always out of tune.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.